Did you feel badly to
see Chinese portrayed as coolies, houseboys?
I would say I felt badly, but there's again two sides to that. Because it was true. That was those were some of the jobs that were allotted to us. Houseboys, coolies and cooks. Chauffeurs. Thank heaven there was something. And from that we expand. I'm very grateful too that we happen to be, like our parents, a little broad-minded. We're not sensitive and touchy. Because these things aren't a slur. They're just facts, kind of like evolution of any project or science or area. If they had not had these offers, they'd been that less lucrative. Mm-hmm. I mean, one thing leads to another. So today they have advanced the emphasis on parts, of like as of a merchant, mm-hmm. a student, mm-hmm. a pilot. Everything has to grow from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Personally, I've never felt too proud to do anything that was honest. And it didn't hurt me to be a mother's helper in her home, to make beds, to help generally, or to care for children. No, at that point, I have no quarrel with. Now, I think today, and maybe not only today, but in the years earlier, and certainly in the future, that there's too much pride. And pride is one of the greatest enemies and the greatest faults of man. I believe that any of these experiences contribute to your future glory, mm-hmm. and understanding, mm-hmm. of what is expected in any field at any time. No, I know, and we often deplore the fact that those would be so overly sensitive. And like sometimes on the set, people converse in their Mexicans and in Spanish, and we in our Chinese. But too often, there'd be that feeling of talking about us. They're talking down on us, to us. They're criticizing us. They're laughing at us. No. We have to be, we have to be more mature. Mm-hmm. There seems to have been, instead of growing in understanding among many minority groups are falling backward, not advancing. Mm-hmm. No, I see no quarrel with that aspect, and I think that people, that's another area there.
Why so many young people will not quote and will not take humble work jobs. They'd rather not have any, or stand in unemployment lines, or just sit it out and do nothing until a job worthy of them, as they think, comes along. To me, anything to fill up a void. And you'll learn from that experience. So always something valuable. And the point is to keep earning, no matter how little, rather than to go down backward, mm-hmm. into the red. Mm-hmm. No, I've never felt. And besides, all right, motion pictures and motion pictures. It isn't, it doesn't say this is life, this this is, they're not, it's not dogmatic. These are the way these people are. They're impossible, or they're crude,
mm-hmm.
they're backward.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantasy. It's maybe even child's play in some instances.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there ever any hostility towards Chinese before World War II?
Oh, yes. Way, I would say, way, way before that. I believe it sort of outgrew itself.
How did it present itself? In what kinds of ways?
Oh, there were times you couldn't buy property. The parents, they might not be able to, and so they would buy the children's things. And there would be, there could be hostility in restaurants.
You mean where you wouldn't be served?
At one time, way back, say way back in the, around about, say in 15, maybe even prior to that, was that maybe 1910. Now, I didn't experience it, it's what I have heard. I've personally never experienced. And maybe if I felt it, something was directed toward me. I didn't succumb to it.
Mm-hmm. Any of your other family members experience any discrimination?
Not outside of, at the very early stage, maybe somewhere around 1910, 12 or something before we moved to the country. Now in the country, we were not only accepted, as I say, we accepted them,
mm-hmm.
but we were very favored.
Mm-hmm. Because you were the only Chinese family out there.
I don't know, but we had always that attitude. We have no what should I say, no disagreement with you, no dislike of you. That didn't enter our minds. I think we're very lucky to have parents who did not engender any sort of hate or fear or inferiority. And there was never an inferiority complex. And luckily, no superiority complex. It works both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one to say, no, sir. No minority could ever have to feel they are always, must be the inferior and the other superior. It just works, simply works both ways. It's individual.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that our house was open, we were friendly. Our father was kind, tolerant, generous, Christian man, and I think it reflected, our parents reflected that in the children, which is natural. So our house was a very, very a happy place where people gathered, and the children enjoyed. Those were the days one made homemade ice cream, and the neighborhood gathered for evenings of watermelon and maybe barbecue in the evenings. No,
so you were saying that in buying property and in some restaurants there was discrimination against Chinese. In any other areas, for example, movie theaters or buses, or did you have discrimination in any other areas?
Not that I experienced.
I was told that some people felt it in movie houses where Chinese were told to go upstairs instead of downstairs.
That may have been, but I've never experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And there again, there are lots of people who imagine things. that we know for sure, and that we have been sometimes a little bit embarrassed by or disgusted with, when no intent of putting another down was intended. So it is very much a matter of personal outlook, intent, personal ability to interpret the other person's attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Or thought.
Okay. One last question. What did most people think of interracial marriage before the war? Most Chinese people.
I think it was frowned on. It was certainly not very prevalent. It did exist.
Did you know of any cases?
Oh, yes.
Interracial marriage?
Yes. Our sister was one of the first.
Which sister was this?
A sister just older than me married a USC boy. An engineer, by the way.
What was her name?
May.
May? Mm-hmm. She was one of the first?
First that we knew of.
Uh-huh. How did your were your parents alive at
nope.
that time?
Now you see, that's another thing. Our parents are both gone.
Yeah.
So, see, we were orphans.
Yeah.
We didn't have... there was not authority nor parental permission or even so advice.
Did she suffer from the community because of this?
I think she must have felt at times, and she also was a little sensitive. Instead of being able to say, hold her head up and just not see, I won't even say overlook, just not see these things, you know. She was at times a little sensitive and a little uncomfortable. But I'm very glad to say that she was able to prove herself and her family by having raised three good and successful children.
And roughly when did your sister get married?
About in 19... somewhere in the maybe early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And...
The other brothers and sisters didn't have anything against her marrying a non-Chinese, did they?
No, as I said, we grew up very, each one was his own master, his own conscience. He did not interfere. And again, I say, I'm very grateful. We are very fortunate to have that background of tolerance. Of, shall we say, live and let live.
Mm-hmm.
And today, it's so commonplace, our contemporaries, some of them who have grandchildren, have to admit their in-laws consist of Italian, of Japanese, of Spanish, of any nationality, you may mention Indian. This is so commonplace today. that if you see a couple where both are of the same nationality, it's rather unusual.
Mm-hmm. Okay.